The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. There's many memorable things they said to us while I was in seminary, and one of them was this: to be a priest, you have to be fascinated by people. And the seminary was deeply fascinated in us. And part of this was because the church has a right to know who she's going to ordain. And so much of seminary was about self-revelation, growth, and observation. And so you were continually being invited to reveal yourself in some way. And there was a lot of observation. Your priest formator did a report on you. Your pastor did a report on you. You did a short form evaluation, observation of all your classmates. They picked four other seminarians that you would do a long form observation on. The faculty would get together several times a semester and give observations based on you. There was a lot of observing, a lot of being known. And that's what they told me when I transferred to St. Louis: you will be known here. And in some ways, it felt like a threat. But the beautiful thing of observation done well is that at the end of the year, the goal was that nothing in your report, and they were thick reports, nothing was new, because you'd heard it. You had been affirmed where you needed affirmed, challenged where you needed challenged, and we did not hold back from one another because we loved each other, and we knew each other, and we pushed each other. One of the questions that the vice rector, who's now become the rector, would ask sometimes in formation is this, and it was meant to help reveal who is this man, but also who does he know God to be? And so the question they would ask to foster that is this: how have you experienced the love of the Father lately? How have you experienced the love of the Father lately? It's a good one for all of us to ask ourselves, but also to ask those around us, your family, your friends, those that you're pursuing God with. How have you experienced the love of the Father lately? But sometimes, including among my very self, you could have been in seminary at that point for 2 to 4 years, and you would give an answer that might not be wrong, but it wasn't deep enough. It didn't really answer the question. For some seminarians, and at times myself, it would go something like this: I experienced the love of the Father lately because I was in this situation in my ministry. There was someone facing something, and I didn't know what to do or to say. And so I just told God I needed help, and then suddenly I had the words, and everything worked out, and then I moved on. But brothers and sisters, that's not really an encounter of love. That's an incident report. That's an after-action report. Here are some people in this place. Here's what happened. Here's how it's resolved. That doesn't say a whole lot about the experience of being loved by the Father. It's a good start, but it's not enough. And so the priest would ask questions to try to get you to dig deeper. You said this, but what do you mean? This is an incident, but what were you feeling? How did God look upon you? What did it mean in that moment for you to be his son or his daughter? They would challenge you to reflect more, because oftentimes God is loving us far more than we realize, but we stop too soon. We don't go deep enough. And so sometimes we need that in our own reflection, but we also need people in our life who we're sharing our hearts with and who we trust enough and love enough to let them ask us some questions that prompt us to go a little deeper. Examples are always helpful. I would offer the example of human love. What's the experience of two people as they fall in love with each other, as they're captivated with each other, as they begin to be unable to imagine life without each other? They are deeply, personally, in very detailed ways in love. Ask a young couple who's engaged, what do you love about your intended spouse? Ask two people who have begun to date, why this person? They will give you incredibly detailed and personal explanations about how do I receive this person's love? What does their love do for me? How am I changed by it? And how do I love them differently in turn? They're very detailed. And often when they tell their stories, they're full of details that in many ways are irrelevant, objectively. They do not matter. They do not change the story. But for that couple, those details are important because the details matter, because it speaks to how personal that love is, because it speaks to how that's been embedded in their memory. When you're in love, time slows down. Details are sharpened. They linger. Young people and people in love are incredibly expressive and detailed in what the experience of loving and being loved is like. Let's take an example of married life. How have you experienced the love of your spouse lately? That's also a fair question that you should ask one another, that you should ask yourself. And some answers might be, well, my spouse showed up at home and they did some unexpected household chores they normally don't do or maybe kind of are mine to do, and that was a great act of love. And that can be true. But I imagine there's a lot of depth beneath that, that your spouse would love to hear and that you would love to share with your spouse. I love my wife because she is so incredibly big-hearted and always attentive to the needs of everyone else and always giving even when it is not easy. And I see her pouring out her life into us. And at work, she has taken on some additional responsibilities. And I know that she feels like she's being drawn away from the family in ways that are a pain to her. And they're a pain to us, too, because our family's not the same without my wife, without mom, showing up in the ways that we need her to. And I love her so much that I go out of my way to do these things at home so that she can have time to rest, to be restored in life, to be able to give life and receive life with our family. And that's why I did these chores. How does a spouse receive that? My husband is so in tune with my heart, so aware of my love, so appreciative of how our family is not the same without me, that knowing my heart, knowing my struggles, without having to be asked, went out of his way to lay down his life for me by doing these very simple things, but with great love. That's an example of a heart moving towards its beloved. And that's an example of the beloved receiving it and having a movement of the heart back in turn. What would our marriages look like if we shared that more deeply, if we reflected on how loved we are more deeply? And the same with our children. How have your children experienced your love? Not just in the things that you do, but concretely. And sometimes there's not maybe a great welling up of emotion as we do these things. But I'm exhausted. And my spouse is exhausted, and I know that, and I see that, and that matters to me. And so even though I feel like I'm at my limits, I know that God made me free to do difficult things, and loving is a difficult thing. And on the day I gave myself to this person, I prayed with Jesus in the garden, Father, they are your gift to me. And so even though I'm exhausted, even though I don't feel a great lot emotionally right now, I'm choosing this person anew. And that matters. That matters to your spouse. That matters to your children. That matters to God. So, brothers and sisters, how have you experienced the love of the Father lately? How have you experienced the love of your spouse lately? How have your children experienced the love of you as a parent lately? How have your friends experienced your love lately? Sometimes it is the things we do, but often it's a movement of the heart that pushes us to do those things. And it's those that matter. Young couples in love share that a lot. But as we go through life, as difficulties mount, as we get tired, at some point we stop sharing encounters of love, a movement of the heart towards another, and a response back, and we start to give incident reports, after-action reports. They're not wrong. But brothers and sisters, we know that there is no substitute for love. So let us go deeper in giving our answers. How has God loved you lately? Where are you struggling? Where are you joyful? And the heart of God moved towards you because in a unique way, you are his beloved son or daughter, created in wisdom and love in a way which no one else ever has. And your struggle, your joy is entirely unique because it has never happened in the way it's happened to you in all of human history. And the Father's heart is moved concretely and personally in love towards you. Do you experience it? What's your image of God in that moment? How does it feel? What does it do to your heart? How does it cause you to re-examine everything in your life? How have you been loved by the Father lately? And what's your response back to him? If you can begin to articulate that, you will have real spiritual intimacy with God. If you share that with the people around you, you and your family will become a communion of saints. And even on the human level, if you begin to share your love with your spouse in that way, it will revitalize your marriage. Because brothers and sisters, there is no substitute for love.